It could be the worst natural disaster in U.S. history, a 9.0 earthquake that fully ruptures the Cascadia subduction zone. That's the massive fault that lies off the Pacific coast. The tsunami to follow could wipe out entire communities on the coast, places like Ocean Shores and Westport. The death toll could hit between 8 and 9,000 in Washington alone. That's why officials are preparing for the worst today and the rest of the work week by testing their emergency response. The exercise is called Cascadia Rising. One of the key planners is Lieutenant Colonel Clayton Braun with the Washington State National Guard. He told me what would happen if a 9.0 earthquake actually happened in the region.
So many bridges drop that people become isolated within their own communities. It becomes a difficult time to even move around in your own community. Of course, the power's out everywhere and for a very long time. To paraphrase one of our coworkers here, it's kind of like being thrust back into about 1850, and now you're stuck in the Old West. All of the infrastructure stops working. There's no communication. There may not be running water. The ability to handle sewage is gone. Your medical capability is extremely overwhelmed. It becomes a very bad scenario, quite honestly.
Walk us through this disaster drill. What's going to happen?
Well, one of the big problems after the rupture of the CSZ is that a lot of the, what we call lines of communication, you can think of them as all of the avenues that bring logistics into Western Washington, they all become non-usable for a period of time. And I'm talking about railway, I'm talking about highways, I'm talking about our seaports and our airports. And so what we're doing, our big piece of the plan is to try and help bring in all that sustainment as fast as we can after the rupture. And we do that by creating logistics bases throughout Western Washington. So largely that's what our rehearsal is creating logistics bases. What we're really talking about is bringing in everything from utility repairmen to food and water and medical supplies and medical responders, and trying to get them as far forward in the disaster area as we can, trying to get them from wherever in the nation they've come from to exactly where they are needed so that they can help people across the state of Washington.
How prepared do you think Washington State is as a state in terms of a big earthquake?
Unfortunately, I would say that Washington is not very well prepared at all currently. When you look at other nations out there like Japan, we all saw in March 2011 the big earthquake in Japan with the tsunami, and we saw the devastation and the loss of life. And it's amazing when you stop and you remember that Japan is arguably the most prepared nation on the planet. They have put a lot of effort in preparation for that, but they still took a pretty significant hit. We have not put near that much preparation in here. So our damages could potentially be significantly worse. We need to be thinking about that. We need to be preparing ourselves, our houses, our neighbors. We need to do it now.
Ultimately, what do you hope to accomplish with Cascadia Rising?
It's about rehearsing our plans. If we can rehearse our plans and identify what works and what doesn't work, what needs improvement and what doesn't, this exercise is not the end of a road to preparedness. It's only a waypoint along that road to preparedness, and this is just a way to help us get better. We're going to continue working on this until the ground begins to shake under our feet, and then at that point we stop preparing and we start executing.
Lieutenant Colonel Clayton Braun is a member of the Washington State National Guard. He's one of the key planners of Cascadia Rising. The disaster drill began nearly an hour ago and continues through Friday.